This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe.
And all of it made me better.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend.
Yes.
Somewhere
thank
along
God.
The way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull
that. I'm no victim.
And I hope that
they can blow me away today. I'm a winner. If I love justice, I love a level playing field, and I love God. Yeah, they took my saddle in Houston. They broke my leg in Santa Fe. I lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for eight.
Amarillo by morning.
When they pull that gate. And Lord, I hope that judge ain't blind. Big judge ain't blind. No, she's all. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine.
I ain't got a dime, but
one of my younger daughters said, George Strait's rich. He doesn't have a dime, but what he's got is his. He's singing a song about a rodeoer back in the 1980s before he was rich. But see, no matter how much money you have, what is rich is what you stand for and what you believe in and what you do. As Martin Luther King said, it isn't about what color your skin is. It's about what you do and what you stand for and the content of your soul. Think about how morally bankrupt the left is worldwide to be pushing racism and division. Now, that doesn't mean the other opposition parties are any better in many cases. It just means, my God, they are going for broke. I mean, this is quite a spectacle. Our guest didn't join us at 30 after. We're going to get to all your calls and a bunch of other clips. The big news is up on InfoWars.com. Exclusive. Leaked video shows Obama. This is exclusive. By the way, we've got exclusives that are so big, I don't know how to deal with them. I'm just going to say one word because the government already hacked into a bunch of stuff that's coming after us for us. Not the government criminals. One word, WikiLeaks. One word this week. One composite word, InfoWars. And I normally got folks follow me around routinely. They got a lot of folks following me around right now. So, but it doesn't matter. I'm just one venue, and it's so big, I'm trying to process it all and trying to make sure I don't hurt anybody that's out in the field. That's your big problem when you get this kind of stuff. So, we got that in the hopper. I'm going to just stop right there. But in the hopper, we got this, too. I'm deeply saddened that whites are superior, close quote. Well, you mean whites were living like savages killing each other just 1,000 years ago but started getting out of it? I mean, humans can have IQs and kill each other and not have civilization. What about the statement that whites are superior? I don't agree with that. Never before seen video set to be released soon shows President Barack Obama railing against white people during a 1990s trip to Kenya. His family is exposing him. Get ready for those torpedoes to drop real soon. Oh, I'm afraid we're going to fight back. But right now, Angelo, great points on how you think they're going to counterstrike. Make no mistake, it's already happening. How else do you see the establishment that admits in every globalist publication of repute, of renown, that they're going to launch everything to save Hillary, the final domino to fall, or their world government is dead on arrival? Angelo, anything else?
Meyer,
my mom.
Oh, wonderful. The next thing that I'm pretty sure we'll have a hit on, as I mentioned, as I was going to a second ago, is Trump has a huge online presence. I'm fairly certain, based on a lot of recent events, including one of the sources that Paul's having his AMA on later, that source has been getting hit really hard, as you know, from Reddit. There's a lot of Twitter sources that are dissenting against any right kind of conservative opinion. I have a feeling that that's not done yet. I have a very large...
Oh, I totally agree. Massive censorship. We're about to see them really use the first stages of internet kill switch, as Drudge predicted 1 year ago. And absolutely, you're on target. Man, what a great caller. You want to host a show for us, Angelo?
Oh, love to. Yeah.
Anybody okay. Thinks they got the medal to host a show, shoot an hour-long YouTube, free flow talk, send it to Show Tips, and we're ready to hire people. I'm going to spend all our remaining reserves in the attack. I'm all in. I'm not even worried about infiltration anymore. God's got to cover me. And I just, I trust in God on top of my camels. But I don't say, but at this point, I'm all in. I'm not watching my six. I'm engaging the enemy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Jeffrey Ash.
Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Jeffrey in California asks, what's the next shoe to drop? He just called in, so I'm going to go to him in a moment. Let's go to folks that have been holding. Joanne in Canada, Uncle Sam in Louisiana, Michael in Washington, Canadian soldier in Canada, and others. I'm going to bam, bam, bam through your calls. We just had an amazing caller call in, if you joined us, talking about internet censorship, massive manipulation. Look, if they're on TV claiming the Russians have taken over the election, so Homeland Security and the EU and the UN are going to run our elections, I mean, we are in cockamamie, cuckoo bird, crazy town right now. It's going to get a lot crazier before it's all over. But before I run out the clock here, let's go to some phone calls here. Canadian soldier in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. God bless you for calling. Go ahead.
God bless you, your crew, and may Christ protect you as well. I just want to, I got 2 points, if that's okay.
Please, sir.
One is your products. I use 10 of your products, but 5 regularly, and it's a game changer for me. I use DNA Force, Anthroplex, Brain Force, Superman Volatility, and Nascent Iodine. And let me tell you, for years since I got crippled in 2008, I was barely able to walk, do anything. I tried all the high end products, like Hydroxica, Xenadrine or whatever, and it just didn't do it. As soon as I started yours, now I'm walking 15 kilometers of crutches.
Wow.
I keep up, and I'm able to do fire team assaults on the range. Just so you know, your products are real.
Wow.
I'm not saying that to blow sunshine up your butt, but...
Well, did you hear me earlier? I was working out a lot harder than I am now 5 years ago and wasn't losing weight.
I mean, I'm still working out the same, but the progress is just amazing.
Well, thank you. Listen, I set out to go find the top developers in the country that are patriots and say, what are the ultimate products at an affordable price that still funds our operation? And it's such a satanic society that most of the nutraceutical makers will put, you know, $5 a product in a bottle and sell it for $50, or $2 and sell it for $30. We'll put, you know, $20 in something and sell it for $39. That's still 100% markup. We got to fund the operation. We need more funds, quite frankly. But I just can't get, you know, the average industry is 5 to 7 times markup. I mean, it's a joke. I will not do that. But I mean, I'm being honest with folks with our quote business model is how we want to be treated. I'm very honest about it. In fact, I feel guilty if I don't just tell everybody what I'm doing and how I think about it, because I'm always trying to really be the best person I can, because I understand that I want to be treated like I want to be treated. I treat people like I want to be treated. But thank you for the plug, the products. They've changed my life. And now that I religiously take them every day, because I've never been a pill guy. I knew our biggest sponsors were nutraceuticals. I knew they helped people. I knew supplements were big. And I said, but sponsors aren't getting it funded to expand. Why don't I just put it out, make a bigger profit, make sure the quality's great. And people say, well, wait a minute, if they got bigger markups, how's a bigger profit? Well, now I cut the middleman out. That's how we do that, to be able to expand. And so it all really turned out great. But I had no idea. I thought supplements just helped you. I didn't know it changed my life. But sorry, go ahead.
Those supplements I bought from GNC didn't work. Let me tell you something. Yours, I'm able to do a 2-man fire team alone assault.
Wow.
From 100 meters on, like running without crutches.
Wow.
And I'm missing a lung as well. And let your lung cleanse, it helps. So I'm just
Well, I'll be honest. I don't like to defend Hillary. I don't like to defend Hillary because we know from the Secret Service she's falling down and really sick. I mean, she really is sick. The mold, because all this rain, really is bad. I mean, I cough a lot. I get a cough like that sometimes. And right here, I've been doing this 3 or 4 times a day to not hack on air, a lung cleanse. And all it is essential oils. But anyway, I'm going to stop plugging. The point is, absolutely, sir, go ahead.
No, I mean, your lung cleanse helps me because I only got one lung. I lost a lung in 2013. But anyhow,
wow.
Like I said, the whole point I was trying to make is, the last time I talked to you was false flags blamed on Russia. Right?
Yes, sir.
And look what happened. They bombed a Syrian position, right? And then
yes,
they said they did it by mistake. Russia knows what they're doing.
For folks that don't know, because our media is not covering it, 80-plus Syrian soldiers were killed in a key ISIS al-Nusra offensive. And the Russian generals, we have a clip of it, actually, I'll play it in a moment since you brought it up, coming out and saying, look, the U.S. is violating the ceasefire. They mean Obama. Our military is working with the Russians. That's on record. The Russians know that, by the way. And you were helping ISIS advance. Go ahead. And I remember you called a while back. You did predict that.
Yeah. Like, I remember I told you in 1999 we disobeyed an order to start World War III with Russia.
I remember. You were there in Pristina, southern Kosovo.
Pristina Airport.
Yeah, they're in the middle of Kosovo, southern Serbia.
Exactly. I mean, you know, this is when the Antonovs are still coming in, taking equipment out before it was handed over to NATO. Right, because they had Heinz and HIP helicopters. And I told you about the two BTR-80s blocking the road?
Yes.
Yeah, anyhow. Ever since this classified piece of equipment, I'm going to tell you the name of it, I shot down the F-117 Nighthawk, the 2S6 Tunguska. Ever since that happened, and I saw the Clintons in Sofia in November, they looked down on people like they're scum. I was there at their rally.
Now, I remember, supposedly the Serbs shot down a self-fighter. Was it really the Russians?
The 2S6 shot it down. The Tunguska. It's classic.
What is that weapon? Tell us about the Tunguska.
It's got 8 air defense missiles and 4 30-millimeter cannons, 2 per side. And it's on a tank chassis. they can spoof its radar signature to an older system. So when the HARM missile comes, it goes to the wrong target. Meanwhile, it takes out what it wants. That was classified. I just let it out because, you know what? They're blaming Russia for everything. People may as well know the truth what happened. They tested it. It worked. That's why they wanted us to start a war with Russia, because Russia was weak at the time. And now they're trying to push the Russian narrative again. Because
yeah, what do you make of Hillary agreeing that Russia might be behind the bombing while covering up for the Islamists?
Russia is going to be pulled into it. Ever since, Clinton hates Putin. Why? Clinton is a globalist. She's a sellout.
He's a Christian and a nationalist.
And Putin is the only one that's left of the free world. And we did right, regardless of disobeying orders or not, at the airport. Because the world would be different if we would have...
Well, they admit, General Jackson, after you guys refused to do the right thing and said no, even though others in the U.S. were ordering that attack that would have started a war with Russia. Because the word is the Russians were ready to respond.
Yes, they were. They were pointing their weapons at us as we did them. I mean, for 45 seconds, we were pointing weapons at each other. And then as soon as it was over, the Vulture Press asked, what happened? And all we asked was, you know, who won the hockey game last night?
It's just so insane to blame an Islamic State attack, which is taking credit in New York and New Jersey, on Russia, and to Hillary to go along with it. I mean, to have Bloomberg blaming Russia, this is a new level of BS.
I warned you that this is going to happen, that they're going to blame Russia.
No, you called about 2 weeks ago and said, get ready for a false flag to blame terror attacks on Russia. I didn't roll my eyes. I just thought, I think I said, that's a stretch, Canadian soldier, but it happened.
I told you. When Clinton has a grudge, they keep it.
I've experienced her grudges. I know what you're talking about.
Scout, I'm alert, so I have to know my enemy to defeat my enemy.
Well, great point. Canadian soldier, if you want to give us your number, I'd love to get you on as a guest officially. I don't want to get you in trouble and stuff, but you're really a great caller. So give us your info if you want. If not, God bless you. And by the way, did we get your address a few weeks ago and send you that product? I want to send you some of the product.
And my brother Joe. We're brothers in arms.
All right, we'll put him on hold. Make sure that happens, John Harmon. Thank you. Gosh, it's hard to cut off callers like that. We got so many. It's really amazing. Actually, see, I trust but verify. I actually remember it was guessed that the Russians had a artillery-fired missile. Most artillery now is missiles. Most artillery now is guided. The shell goes out and little fins come out. And somebody was showing me some classified footage of one of those 20 miles shooting around through a window. They've got, like, even medium-sized field guns now that are basically missile launchers. But imagine the Russians have got them that'll... perfect how they use modern radar. The Russians just went back to old radar. In fact, I'd read that separate from the list from the caller. They went back to old radar, and then basically, I'm not an engineer, but they flux it. They send out a bunch of different radar scrambled, and then somehow, doesn't matter the way that signature is done for modern radar. Well, who wouldn't have thought the Russians would just go back to old radar? See? And that's what happens in wars. No matter how sophisticated the globalists are, whatever they come up with is going to be countermanded as soon as we figure out we're in a war. That's why they never want us to know we're in a war. The Muslims aren't attacking. They love you. They love you. I'm going to skip this break to go to more calls. Let's go to Jeffrey in California, then we'll go to Dwayne, Uncle Sam, Michael, and others. Thank you, Canadian soldier. Jeffrey, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. I'm honored to be on here. I know you're honored to be on here, too. One thing I want to say before I make my point on what Hillary's going to do here, which we already know, we can just go to a website and see that she's redoing her little tax system thing. And, you know, it's like almost she's listening, or somebody's listening to the Trump speech in North Carolina, and automatically you could see how she's going to reform the immigration system and how they're going to keep the homeland safe. You know, and they use it.
Yeah, that's right. She's actually more like a nationalist now on the surface. It's totally fake. She's like, I don't want your guns. That's ridiculous.
Right. And the more she lies, the more the lies come out, the more I see the people around me here in Southern California, especially the Latino males, 18 to 40. I see them. They're coming around. They're talking to me more. I'm not I'm not that.
By the way, national polls show that Hispanic males, Latino males are flipping, and people are saying this because they don't want to be bossed around by Hillary. Because they're playing it like it's sexist. No. Hillary clearly is dangerous, is going to kill prosperity. And the average man, I don't care what color you are, deep down knows Hillary is out to get us, okay? She doesn't like men. And she doesn't want to empower women either. She wants a big, stagnant North Korea she rules over.
And I'll tell you what I see is it's not just the macho thing. It's also, too, the family thing. And that's what Trump needs to hammer in on, that, because this whole DCFS or CPS or whatever they call it in whatever part of the world you're in, you know, this comes from, it takes a village. It's her whole agenda. So Janet Reno and all of those witches, they got together and they say, well, this is how we're going to indoctrinate your children. Well, it's in Southern California, the Latino families or the Hispanic, whatever term you like to use.
Sure, well, I don't want to kiss the ass of Hispanics in general, but on average, Hispanics, okay, where they come from, well, the U.S. or Latin America, wherever, take vaccines the less, don't trust the government, don't pay the taxes, because they know it's all fraud anyways, and know what's going on, and don't tattle on their families. The CPS, on average, individuals may not be bad, but it's admitted a eugenics program by Clinton is when they put these quotas in. There's a lot of good social workers that help old folks, you name it. They took a good thing and turned it into a deal where they'll take kids from a good family, but then meanwhile, if a kid is like in a crib, never having his diapers changed, they'll leave it with the bad people. Because there's an adoption racket going on in many cases, it's not in every area, to basically take healthy kids and adopt them out for $500,000. That's where the real racket is. And so absolutely, I've always pointed out when I've covered these cases, people try to take Hispanic families' kids, they just leave. You know, they don't sit there and have their kid taken. I'm like, there's common sense and a life force. You know, and again, it's a complex system with the courts. Some courts are good, some are bad. Our families are collapsing. Society's in crisis. It's just like, I don't want to blame the TSA. I blame ourselves and Congress for letting this happen. But they still, it's a big joke. Our borders are open. They're bringing in the Muslims, the radicals, but we search everybody, you know, at the TSA. It's all about training us. But you're absolutely right, and that's what all the polls show. Listen, they freaked out in Nevada and other states when they did polls of the voters. It was like 4 or 5 states, and we're talking out of like 6, 7, 8, 9 candidates, depending on who was in at the time. Trump was getting 35% to 60% of the votes in a field of a whole bunch of people by Hispanic males. And then they did demographic studies with Hispanic males across the board and got the numbers out in Politico today. It's huge. Listen, we've got numbers of 20% of black males set to vote for Trump, 16% of black females. Black females vote 95% in almost every election of the Democratic Party since the 1960s. So this is huge. I mean, people are really, but listen, if Trump becomes the same old plantation that the Republicans and Democrats have been, it's a disaster, and I will turn against him. But if we just try and do some good and reverse a little bit and have some prosperity, which we can do, it'll turn the tide. It's an amazing time. But Trump has to continue to rout the Republican establishment. Because let me tell you, they are the slimiest, filthiest people, just like the Democrats. They get off on that they know how stuff works and you don't. We're here to show the hat trick, Jeffrey. We're here to show everybody how it really works. Because I respect everybody. I respect people that they should know how stuff works. I don't want to hold knowledge back and screw somebody over. I'm not somebody that sits there when a little kid walks by and I kick their legs out from under them. I want to see everybody grow and be their full potential. But I don't want people organizing into groups to suppress my potential. So that's a two-way street. Go ahead.
The neocon system, that the two-party paradigm, he comes out of that. That's why he gets so much support in this part of the world. And when he came out here and I looked him in his eyes, the man's telling the truth. He wants to leave a legacy. It's a good thing that he's getting old, because he wants to leave something.
Well, I'll just say this. The private conversations I've had with Trump are unbelievable. So I'm going to leave it at that. But unbelievable how knowledge he is. I wish Trump knows they've done the population down. He's brought the knowledge level up some. But he's right. They twist what he says if he gets sophisticated. But the real Donald Trump is a genius. And the fact that he has played possum for decades against the globalists, That's why they're panicking. They know he's way smarter than them, and he doesn't have an instinct to screw little people. That's why they're panicking. They're like, the little people are our food, Trump. He's like, no, they're not. They're our future. You suck. Get out of the way. Because the truth is, Trump is blue collar at the end of the day. Sorry, go ahead.
I want to let you know, Alex, when you did the Jade Helm thing and you saw how we got a little slither down here in Southern California of resistance, and you said that we're some kind of drug lord from Mexico or something. That's not true. You came here just like Trump. We looked you in the eye. We're holding it down out here. And I'm not saying that, you know, we're going to start some kind of war or something. But let me tell you, buddy, we're rock and roll ready to go. And the number one thing we're doing, we're out at the polls and we're making sure everything's going on. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, I want to be clear. When I was looking at Jade Held map of, like, why do they say Texas and Utah's in California, I was just saying, why are they saying martial law for that area to drill when Southern, I said, maybe a drug war or something. I wasn't saying it's a bunch of drug dealers in Southern California. It's everybody. It's one of the most populous areas of the country. It's literally everybody. It's the full spectrum. Thank you for the call, Jeffrey. Great points. What I was getting at is, Jade Helm said they're training for martial law in America. I've talked to the special forces people who were involved. They said, no, it's really, Alex, flip the map sideways. It's the Middle East. And California is basically Syria. But then I was like, oh, my God. And they go, yeah, it's a joint training exercise. Was that like, back of the head. But then, no, but you're right that it's dual training to condition the public and us for domestic operations. And we were training to take over local governmental buildings and things like that. But don't think we don't know. In the briefing, Special Forces was told, this is all martial law training, and we know it, so screw them. But I was never saying the military was going to take over in July. So I said back to the other people, like four or five meetings with other people, I said, well, you're kind of buying propaganda because Joe Biggs and I never said it was going to be martial law. We were simply saying it's training. They go, oh, you're absolutely right. It's true. So, again, we all just deal with the distortions. And not that all of us have the answers either. It's just that 9 times out of 10, when I deal with an attack, it's not what I said. They edit video, people. You just heard ABC News, if you tuned in last hour, going, Donald Trump said, let's take this protection away from Hillary and see what happens. Sounds like he wanted to have her killed. He said, the American people don't have bodyguards. We can't afford all this taxpayer-paid protection. So if she wants to take our guns, our protection away, let her take her guns away and see what happens. But that's what they do constantly. And once you're aware of it and take the time to go see the full clip, go find the full clip of what Trump said and then see if you disagree with it. And I'm going to say this right now. I watched Snowden 2 hours long. The whole thing was super accurate. I can't believe they got that movie out. I'm really proud of Oliver Stone, who I've been critical of sometimes in the past. Very impressive, okay? And Scott Eastwood and all of it. I mean, it's amazing. It's a tour de force. But the one deceptive part was acting like he became a liberal. No, he was always a libertarian. He never supported Bush. He just didn't support the Democrats either. And the other big thing is, if you see the movie Snowden, it kind of implies like American patriots think they're doing all this to protect America. No, they're globalists that are using it to hijack the country. And so that's the rest of the story with a movie like Snowden. But I don't sit here and toot our horn. I sit here and I mean reality-based to tell people, I told you with NSA whistleblowers, Wayne Madsen, James Bamford, and a bunch of others, 19 years ago, 18 years ago, 17 years ago, and I had no idea what I was involved in. I had no idea that I was having people, after I had them on, bringing me the blueprints of how your TVs and radios watch you. Even radios have like chips in them that basically pick up waves, and then they create pictures. It's very complex stuff. I mean, there's a lot of high tech that was invented that could be used to take us to the stars, that instead is being used to totally control everything we do. And I go see a movie like Snowden, and it's just like, because I already knew all this, but it was just crazy to see it on screen. But did I get any credibility for being right first, long before Snowden or anybody else? You know, having the Army and FBI show up at Access TV. And it's surreal when you're in the parking lot and there's Army officers in plain clothes threatening you, you know, saying, are you planning terrorism because you just had a whistleblower on? You know, it's like a whole other world. People just don't understand it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I was young, I thought that I was the only one.
Fortune favors the bold. It's Alex Jones.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy I knew. I thought I was the chosen one. That time when I...
All right, we're lining up. Former head of the Trump campaign, Roger Stone, right now, and your calls are coming up. I'll go to the fourth hour if need be. We got to the fourth hour today. Paul Watson, I don't want to cut into him, but we'll see. I don't want to cut into anybody, but it's got to be done sometimes. That and the side of the cow, eat the cabbage. We got like 4 or 5 of these clips. This is really a big issue. They keep confusing the public, saying Al Qaeda doesn't exist. It's now ISIS. Al Qaeda means the base. ISIS means Islamic State or the base. To start the caliphate. It's the same Wahhabist groups out of Saudi Arabia funding different jihad organizations who are Sunni Wahhabists worldwide. Like you got Baptists and Catholics, well, you got Shiites and then you got Sunnis. And in the Sunni group, it's 80% of Islam, you've got these super radicals that are running the show now. You can debate whether Islam's always been horrible or always been whatever or good. The point is, right now it's run by folks that want to cut women's genitals off, burn whole cities, kill every Christian, Jew, atheist they get their hands on. And I got all the atheists and agnostics running around attacking Christians, worshiping Islam like it's cute and sweet. So we've got like 5 clips I want to play. But I don't get to all these before Stone gets on. We'll play them tomorrow. But Obama's global war on narratives, Washington Free Beacon. The narrative, like, it's wrong. There's a narrative that Islam attacks and is violent. Everybody knows the Russians bombed New York on Saturday. So here's that clip.
When it comes to ISIL, we are in a fight, a narrative fight with them, a narrative battle. In some ways, this is actually just a war of narratives. And so we want to make sure that we're getting out our counter-narrative against ISIL. We also can't give them the narrative victory. We can't allow that kind of narrative victory to be given to them.
Tools like countering this narrative, because that is a falsehood that embraces the terrorist narrative.
That feeds the ISIL narrative.
The terrorist narrative.
It also would feed the narrative that ISIL wants to feed.
These types of incidents play right into ISIL's overall narrative.
ISIL is trying to advance a narrative to suggest otherwise only advances the narrative of ISIL, only serves to advance the narrative that ISIL is seeking to
pause. I don't need any more of this. Okay, just stop it. It goes on for a while. So they're saying if you admit there's this Islamic attack takeover that the West is actually funding, that it's a narrative, and if you admit they're attacking, you're aiding the enemy. So the globals are funding an enemy, they're attacking you, and so if you admit you're being attacked, you're aiding them. That's called upside-down world. That's called Alice in Wonderland Tea Party. So what is this narrative they claim is being advanced?
Face of the man on this screen, the name. He's a naturalized citizen here. He is from Afghanistan. It raises the specter of the fear, the xenophobia of those who are getting into this country and whether they are efficiently vetted in a way that has to be done. We know, but can it be done well enough? This is a big, big issue in this campaign. Is this a reflection of not getting it done?
Well, Chris, I don't want to speak to any individual suspects or individuals who are wanted right now. What I can tell you is that we are, when it comes to ISIL, we are in a fight, a narrative fight with them, a narrative battle. And what ISIL wants to do is they want to project that they are an organization that is representing Islam in a fight, in a war against the West, in a war against the United States. That is a bankrupt, false narrative. It's a mythology. And we have made progress in debunking that mythology. ISIL was a group that was viewed as on the move and on the march when they made a bunch of progress in Iraq a couple of summers ago. But since
We have worked with Iraqi. That's Josh Earnest, the former head White House press secretary, still out there shilling. But the Russian Ministry of Defense, in this official video that we're going to narrate live here on air, came out yesterday and said the bombing over the weekend that killed 80 regular Syrian military people was part of our government aiding ISIS and al-Nusra in a new offensive, which they're winning. So every time they start losing, our jets magically go bomb them. And we've had our own fighter bombers go public to Congress 2 years ago and say, we're ordered to blow up people fighting al-Qaeda and ISIS. I mean, our military's pissed. So let's be clear. Our military is not part of this. They are lied to. They are given fake targets. General Flynn is meeting with the non-radical countries right now. They are pissed, okay? Egypt is pissed. Syria is pissed. Israel is freaking out. I mean, who would think our government would openly ally with the most radical forms of Islam? So, you know, he talks about a narrative. This is the reality. Here's what's happening. Here is the Russian lieutenant general. Here it is.
It must be noted that the ceasefire was not achieved during this time. Within the past 24 hours, the number of attacks by the armed groups reached 53. Since the announcement of the cessation of hostilities, it has been violated by the opposition 302 times. During this time, 63 civilians were killed and 252 were wounded, while the losses of the Syrian armed forces reached 153. The United States and the groups of the so-called moderate opposition controlled by them did not fulfill any of the commitments undertaken in the framework of the Geneva Agreements. But the main point is that the break of the moderate opposition from the Jabhat al-Nusra has not taken place. Moreover, what we see is not a break, but the merging of the moderate opposition groups with the Jabhat al-Nusra, as well as their preparation for a joint offensive. The reason for the created situation is that the United States do not have an effective leverage over the moderate opposition and do not know the real situation of the ground. One example of this is the strikes which were carried out 2 days ago by the aviation of the coalition against the Syrian troops near the city of Deir ez-Zor, and the attacks by the ISIS militants that ensued. Considering that the conditions of the cessation of hostilities have not been met by the militants, we deem that one-sided fulfillment of it by the Syrian government forces are meaningless.
In the Twilight Zone world we now live in, a Nazi war criminal commands the United States, George Soros. He's definitely the leader, with all the weird Rockefeller money behind him. And he writes in newspapers that he believes he's a messiah. Just Google it. You can see it. A crazy person, almost 90 years old, who believes he's a messiah, wears a diaper, has a little wimp kid that runs around drunk on TV, bombed out of his brain, who is the new heir, I guess the new messiah, the mini-me. And our own military has refused Obama's orders for 4 years. And now gives them fake targets that our military's told Congress were ordered to bomb the Syrian military that didn't start this. Our own government started it. The globalists started it. And the Russians have to sit up there. And what's crazy is if the Russians do something wrong, I'll expose it. Like that. I don't care. I've been to Russia. They don't. They just say the truth constantly. It's like 100% true. And I just sit here in this Twilight Zone world where our government's overrun, working with Saudi Arabia, bringing in brainwashed hordes, 80% military-aged men, to every major city, waiting for the order to murder and burn and kill, and they won't follow the orders to stand down, so a small percentage go around and kill people, exposing the agenda they've got planned. The fact that these radical Muslims won't ever follow orders is one of our greatest advantages. They're so badly disciplined. It's like 3 years ago, they draw a red line. They say, if you cross this, we're going to attack you on the anniversary. Chemical attacks happened in Syria, and the Al-Qaeda, they were about to change their name to ISIS to confuse the American public, were proud of themselves. They shot videos of them going, Allah Akbar, and launching huge Saudi-made, James Weapons Quarterly admitted it, the UN had to admit it, UN certified Saudi Arabian chemical mortars, big, huge warheads, into cities to blame Assad. Hey, dumbasses, if you're going to blame Assad for it, don't send a video out to brag to your cousins and family, because the Saudi sends you a bunch of money when you do a suicide bombing or a nerve gas attack on an outdoor market. Imagine the Syrians are out there, their wives have their faces open, their wives can get PhDs, their wives can drive cars, you know, they got hotels coming in, Europeans are flocking to Syria to go to the beach. It's just one of the best beaches in the world for scuba diving and everything. The Syrians are coming into the West. They're investing their money. They're like, okay, we're going to have an election. Assad's all set up, trained in England, just like Gaddafi was set up, but a lot better than Gaddafi, and they blow the whole country up. I mean, think about that. And then they bring in hundreds of thousands of crazy, weirdo jihadists to sit around in their Western-funded madrasas talking about the women they're going to rape, the people they're going to kill, and they take over Syrian homes with gardens and swimming pools. Middle class is wealthy, was wealthy, and they come to a father. It's on the news, and they say, we're going to kill your 3 daughters, your 2 sons, and your wife right now if you don't drive this truck full of explosives up to that army checkpoint and kill everybody. And in most cases, the father would just go ahead and go, okay, and drive it in and blow up his own countrymen because he had no choice. But in many cases, they would stop and say, I have bombs that my family's back there. Please send police, and they're going to kill my family if I don't do this, but I can't do it. And they would kill their families. Obviously, the military could never go into the occupied town and save them. So in hundreds of admitted cases, fathers would sit there and break down crying and say, they've got my daughters and sons, and they will just kill them, rape them, and kill them. And that's who Hillary Clinton supports. You guys tell me you have another clip. Which clip is that? Absolutely, the next clip. You're reminding me. This is Fox host to White House. People with shrapnel on their shoulders don't think this is a narrative battle. Yeah, the hundreds of thousands of dead Christians, hundreds of thousands of dead Muslims, almost all of them killed by the West and Hillary She came, she saw, they died. It's starting this war. They don't think it's a narrative of names because the former White House spokesman says it's all about that because he believes Karl Rove's BS that just because you're some candy ass from Harvard with white shoes, you control reality. How about when Josh Earnest gets a big-ass lung cancer or something? Yeah, just announce it ain't cancer, big boy. That's the good news about people like you. Reality's going to slam you right up against a wall. Hell, I know I'm going to be slammed against it. When I hit the wall, I'm expecting it. But little pieces of filth like you never expected it, did you? Let's go to this.
You mentioned earlier today that you believe it's a narrative battle that we're fighting. I think that for people who, you know, have shrapnel in their shoulders this morning, they might have a hard time accepting that it's a narrative battle that we're fighting against ISIS. Explain what you meant by that.
Well, I meant to very specifically, Martha, that we are taking the fight to them on the ground in Iraq and in Syria. And the president is organizing an international coalition more than 5,000 airstrikes that we've taken against ISIL targets in Iraq and in Syria over the last couple of years. But what's important in the context of the political debate is to remember that ISIL is trying to assert a narrative that they represent the religion of Islam in a war against the West and in a war against the United States. That is a mythology. That is a falsehood. That is not true. That is a bankrupt ideology that they are trying to wrap in the cloak of Islam. And to suggest that somehow we should treat Muslims differently or suspect them as terrorists just because of their religion is something that we shouldn't do. Well, we certainly have heard that kind of inflammatory rhetoric from Republicans.
We're not talking about that here because that's clearly not what's happening.
But this is the context in which I was asked the question about the ISIL narrative earlier today. And it is important that we don't play into that narrative. And that is what too many Republicans have been willing to do.
All right. All
right, let's discredit this little turd right now. First off, Hillary saying it isn't a bombing, isn't a terror attack, let these people in and is protecting them. And we just heard the Russians saying our government is protecting and airstriking the Syrian military so ISIS takes over. So you're totally discredited, and you let ISIS take over. You stood down for 2 years while they did it on purpose, and you've been caught. And you'll never change that narrative. And I can tell you, the Council on Foreign Relations and others are panicking that they've lost on this narrative. And they thought changing the name from Al-Qaeda to ISIS would change that. It hasn't done it. Let's go to Roger in Arizona. Roger, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Thank you. I really like your show. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, brother.
So looking at the overall plan for what I think is coming so they can steal the election, what they're going to pull. If you look at their playbook and you look at current events, I've got kind of basically 2 points. One thing is what's in plain sight no one seems to talk about. I mean, yeah, there's memes online, but there's no mainstream coverage, which is really Hillary can't fill a high school gym. And even the people are there, half of it's media, half of it's just her staff.
Yeah, she has to show up to, like, town fairs, rodeos, city events to come to a crowd. She can't get more than 100 people, literally. The average is about 70. She's a total joke.
Yeah, and so Trump's got, 10,000, 20,000 people at a time. But here's the thing. MSNBC recently, and along with a lot of other mainstream media, has been caught rigging these polls, to make it look like it's close. And so the real question is why? Why are they trying to continue to keep her close when everyone knows she's a total fraud? And the answer is what they're going to pull within the next 7 weeks. I think proactively, if people hit the mainstream and just continue to hit the narrative, why is no one showing up? Why is no one showing up? How are these polls rigged?
It's funny you say that. I've laid awake at night thinking, how do we expose Hillary? And I think the fact that no one's showing up at her events, that she's the ghost candidate, is the way to go.
Exactly. So if you expose it that way, quickly, the polls start to melt. Here's the thing that's scary. You've got the guy from Princeton, this professor, who recently says, hang on your seats because something's coming. He judged link to a report in Hollywood as all the celebrities were freaking out that Hillary was, getting her butt kicked.
And that's right. In fact, the headline is Hollywood panics, begs. Well, he told you that they're meeting 2 weeks ago about getting rid of her. I mean, look, the Secret Service told us. They said, look, she's falling down more than once an hour. We don't know, but it's getting worse. And notice it all happened like we said. I mean, the Secret Service, the real Secret Service told us that. I mean, that really happened.
So the head, one of the heads of the networks there sat there and said, don't worry, she's going to win. I can't tell you what's coming, but she's going to win. So they know, the people who are in the know seem to know something. So here's what I think is going to happen. I believe what they're going to do is, and I hope to God I'm a tinfoil hat crazy, but if you look at what they've been up to and the way they've laid this out, it makes perfect sense. You got to keep your eye on Lindsey Graham. If you remember a year or two ago, he was Mr. Nuclear ISIS is going to go nuclear in America.
Yeah, no, we exposed the fact that there was missing nukes in West Texas, and you notice they never denied it. We had that from the base. I mean, we had it directly from people that were... Anyways, the point is that, yeah, and then the next day they go, missing nukes, they're going to blow up, the harbor on the East Coast, yeah.
So here's how it could play out. Graham was at Bilderberger this year. That wasn't a coincidence.
They're going to say there's missing nukes. How are the two candidates going to handle it?
Yep, but it goes further. The Turkey thing, they made sure mainstream media said that Turkey is now in bed with Russia. So when something happens here in the United States, they're going to say it was a nuclear device that ISIS got from Russia. They're working with the Islamics, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, we need someone as a...
No, I agree with you. Listen, I don't know if that's going to happen. It may. Anything can happen. I mean, hell, they're on Bloomberg and ABC News saying the Russians bombed New York and New Jersey, folks. I mean, they could literally show you a Photoshop video of me, like, raping reindeer with Santa Claus. I mean, there's no telling. This is a huge time to be alive.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have a...
Briefly, we have the new InfoWars Live app at InfoWars.com/app. Or go to your app store at Apple or the Google Play Store. It's free. It's InfoWars Live. Video feeds, news alerts, articles. Very high-tech app. More functions coming to it very, very soon. But the most important thing is share that link. Share the app so that not just millions of you get it, but millions of others get it. That's how we circumvent mainstream media. Getting someone to click on an app and to be tuned to a whole TV, radio network, and news center is revolutionary. This is the info war. This is what's happening. Also, it ends today. 20% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality ends today. Amazing concentrated cold press herbs. InfoWarsLife.com. It is your purchases that make the broadcast possible. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Now, Paul Watson's coming up for the whole next hour. I'm going to co-host like 20 minutes with him with Roger Stone. He got stuck in traffic because of the big UN meeting, the bombings in New York, terror attacks. He'll be with us as well. Watson will be co-hosting coming up at the 5 after or so. And more of your calls coming up for those that are patiently holding from around the world. Roger Stone, great to have you. Wow. Hillary, I don't know if you've seen this, told ABC News and others, she's worried the Russians bombed New York and New Jersey Saturday. This after she came out and said it wasn't a bombing, even though she called it a bombing. It seems to be some of the most unintentional comedy ever.
I'm sorry, we just lost audio, so you're going to have to stick with us for a moment.
Oh, it's all right. It's always part of the fun of the show.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, there we go.
Roger, what do you make of Hillary not saying this was terrorism, now saying it's terrorism, but saying it may be Russia? I mean, this is, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, the Russian thing is an absurdity, almost as absurd as the notion of the Russians hacking our election, which Obama's CIA director has said. Alex, first of all, the traffic in New York is so horrific because of the U.N., it's yet another reason to get the U.N. out of the U.S. I had to get out of my cab and hoof it 15 blocks. But it is, and in the aftermath of the terror attack, the terror bombing in the Chelsea area, this entire city is on lockdown. Now, Hillary kind of has refused to admit that Islamic terrorism exists at all. Trump got out there immediately with a forthright statement saying a lot more than I told you so, but essentially saying this is going to continue unless America recognizes the problem and gets tough. And I think Hillary saw the strong response that got, then she's now trying to sound like Donald Trump. It's not the first time, by the way, that she has attempted to sound like Trump.
You said last week it's Trump's to lose. He is the winner. How is the witch Hillary going to strike back?
Well, first of all, it's important, as former President Nixon coached me many times, to look at presidential elections within the context of the Electoral College rather than looking at a national poll. And Democrats and left-leaning journals like Politico have said for some time that the Democrats have an Electoral College lock. But with polls now showing Trump pulling ahead in Florida, Ohio, Nevada, Iowa, we have broken that lock, in my opinion, and we are in a situation where there are multiple possibilities under which Trump can win. He could, for example, carry Pennsylvania or Ohio. Either one of those would work in this kind of new construct that lets Donald Trump get to 270, you know, without Virginia, which I think is the one state where he appears to be allowed.
All right, Roger Stone, stay right there. We'll be back with the former campaign manager, Donald Trump, to talk about the incredible things that are happening with 48 days left. Fourth hour starts now. InfoWars.com/show for some stations that don't carry it.
Radio Network.